Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
A pupil at a North Belfast primary school where parents were informed of a severe case of the bacterial infection strep A has died. BBC News Northern Ireland is this morning reporting that the five-year-old girl became severely ill last week and died after spending a short period of time in intensive care at the Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children. Now, yesterday, the principal of a separate school in Northern Ireland said dozens of pupils were suffering from strep A infections, and this follows the death of eight children in England and Wales due to complications from strep A since September. But to talk more about this, I'm joined on the line by GP Dr. Nicola Haran. Thank you very much, Nicola, for joining us on the programme. Can you tell us what more we know about the young girl who died after contracting strep A firstly?
Well, I only really have the information that's been on the news, Claire, because obviously it's very confidential, and obviously our thoughts and prayers are with her family today. You know, this is very, very tragic for them, and I suppose it's going to send a lot of fear and anxiety into families all over Northern Ireland and the rest of Ireland as well. I mean, we've had 3-4 years now where infections have been very high on our radars of, and trying to keep ourselves safe and trying to keep our families safe. So it's just tragic on the back of our COVID pandemic that we now seem to have this. It's not a pandemic, but there's definitely an increase in incidence of an infection that in a very small number of cases can actually have, you know, these tragic consequences.
And Nicola, strep A, this is what we would typically know as a throat infection, isn't it? But why is it affecting some children so severely?
Well, it probably is related to the pandemic. The strep A is a common cause of throat infections. Most throat infections are actually viral, and the viral throat infections, they can be severe as well, but unfortunately an antibiotic does not help a viral infection. But a bacterial infection, when we see that, it tends to be more redness of the tonsils, more white exudate, white spots on the tonsils. And what's happening with these children that are getting very sick with the strep A is they probably have started with a viral infection, which has affected their immune system, and then they have met this group A strep, and that is what's left them vulnerable to becoming very ill with that. I do think also our 2 years of lockdown, where we had very, very little in the way of any infections other than COVID, has meant our immune systems have got a little bit, I suppose, under-trained. So as unpleasant as coughs and colds are all winter, our immune system actually needs this contact with viruses and infections to stay in good shape so that the next time it meets an infection, it knows what to do. Mm-hmm. Vaccines are obviously another part of this. And it's funny, I'm actually doing a baby clinic in the practice this morning, and our health visitor commented that she's finding it difficult to get some of the families to bring their children in to be vaccinated. Our bodies need vaccines. They need contact with viruses. They need contact with the vaccines to keep us robust and strong when in the event of meeting another infection, so that our immune systems know what to do. They learn and then they respond. That's how they work.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, this increase in the severe infection with the invasive group A strep is maybe less to do with the actual bacteria itself and more to do with the fact that as a population our immune systems are less robust than they had been.
Parents will obviously be very concerned hearing this. I know the Public Health Agency in Northern Ireland is asking parents to be vigilant, but what does that mean, Nicola? What do we need to look out for?
I think as a parent, the challenge is always knowing when our child is miserable and sick compared to when our child is ill and actually needs medical attention. At the minute, it seems every second person we're seeing in the practices are miserable and sick. There's a lot of sore throats around. There's a lot of chesty coughs that are persisting for a couple of weeks. But most of these children, they're getting on with it. They get paracetamol or Nurofen for children, and the temperature goes up and then comes back down again. They maybe have gone off their food, but they'll still be drinking, taking ice pops, that kind of thing, which is all good. The invasive group A strep, the one we're talking about, it's got some classical, I suppose, a personality of its own. The rash that comes with this feels like a sandpaper. It's really rough. The tongue becomes red and it has little white spots on it. and that and you get just generally more sick than maybe they'd been for 3 or 4 days before that. They can get swollen glands around underneath the chin. I think for any infection, be this a strep infection or a Hib infection or a meningitis infection, it's that difference between, say, a sick, miserable child and a child that's really ill. They're lethargic. They don't want to drink or eat. Their urine output goes down. They just look much more unwell and don't come around so well with paracetamol or ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking to a parent last week who had a baby who had an RSV. And you know that internal dialogue that you have with yourself, do I really need to be here in the emergency department? Am I wasting people's time?
Absolutely.
I could be at home. If you're worried, your instinct is probably right, isn't it?
Not necessarily, because every time your child gets sick, you just have that feeling of panic, especially when something like this is happening. So I think the best thing is, look at your child. Are they eating or drinking? If they get the paracetamol, do they come around? Are they still playing with their toys, interested in the television, interested in what you're saying? Or are they just lying limp and lethargic and really not interested in anything and not wanting to drink? That's the time to think, I need this child to be seen. The difficulty in the reality is, if everybody at the minute who has a child with a high temperature, who's coughing and spluttering, if they all go onto the phones to contact their doctors or land in the emergency department, those parents with children who are ill will not be able to get through. They will not be able to get seen, and that is where the tragedy would happen, you know.
Okay.
So it's trying to be sensible, and everybody's going to panic when their child gets sick. It's a horrible feeling. So it's saying, right, is my child sick or ill? Are they taking fluids? Are they still passing water? Are their nappies still wet? Or do they brighten up whenever we give them the Calpol and come round and take another wee drink? You know, it's all of those things, because there's an awful lot of infections around at this time of year. What I would, I suppose, ask is that if your child has got a high temperature, please do not send them to the nursery. Do not send them to school, because although they probably do not have the group A strep, if they have the RSV, the respiratory syncytial virus, and they spread that in the class, that is leaving other children vulnerable as
Absolutely.
Well as themselves.
All right, Nicola, thank you very much. It's a tricky time for parents and for small children. Dr. Nicola Herron, who is a Derry-based GP. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.